French President Emmanuel Macron is trying to win a second presidential term, but he's got to beat out a list of contenders, including a new figure on the far right. Rebecca Rossman is in Paris with the story.
Macron came to power in 2017 after disrupting the traditional left-right model of French politics and defeating a far-right candidate, Marine Le Pen, in a runoff.
Je vous servirai avec amour. Vive la République! Vive la France!
Macron promised to govern from the center, but seeing his only political threat from Le Pen, he shifted to the right on many of the issues that spoke to her supporters, like immigration, law and order, and the need to preserve quote-unquote traditional French values. By stealing from the Conservative Party's playbook, Macron has left the center-right party stuck with an identity crisis. Sarah Baluzan, a reporter for Le Monde, says its presidential hopefuls are struggling to distinguish themselves.
Because they have to find the way between Macron and Marine Le Pen.
But there's a new figure on the scene who could once again shake French politics like Macron did in 2017.
Les gens qui ne veulent pas s'assimiler partiront demain.
Éric Zemmour is a TV pundit and writer with no political experience, no party, and he hasn't even officially said he's running for president. But the far-right commentator is already way ahead of the others challenging Macron.
C'est-à-dire le social de solidarité nationale, on ne
Zemmour
va pas,
says
on va
France is on the decline because of progressive ideas and unrestricted immigration. Pollster Mathieu Gaillard of Ipsos France says Zemmour may be appealing to a part of French society that's long been in the shadows.
He has very contentious positions on immigration, on identity, on law and order issues, and so on. And in the public opinion in France, there are many people who are very conservative on this issue.
Zemmour even has his fans within the mainstream right. At a recent rally for young members of Les Républicains, France's traditional conservative party, some people supported the idea of Zemmour running as the party's presidential candidate. Among them was 27-year-old Mathieu Louvre.
Il a un discours de vérité.
Éric Zemmour speaks the truth. No one doubts his beliefs. He's united the right with his books, TV shows, general discourse, and who's to say he can't be a presidential candidate?
But most of the people I spoke to thought Zemmour was too extreme to lead the party into the 2022 election. Or, like Alexis Chanteloup, thought Zemmour was an inexperienced populist.
He has never been elected, so a lot of people can say, like, oh, maybe he's the one, maybe we need him. But I actually believe that there's a huge step between commenting politics and making it.
Meanwhile, Macron has been polling at around 25%. That's low, but still a relatively comfortable lead over all his rivals, says Le Monde's Baluzan.
Everyone says the people hate Macron, he can't go for a second term, but you've seen his polls. We have that, what we call in French, the majorité silencieuse.
Baluzan says there's a reason they're called the silent majority. People like Zemmour may make for exciting headlines, she says, but for now, that majority is still with Macron. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.